would just say it's 4:30, yes. Are we ready? All right. We do have a quorum. Call to order the meeting slate of the Library District Board of Trustees. Today is July 26th, 2021. And we have present
Nancy Mackey.
Bill Kennison.
Jeannie Lively.
Barbara Morris.
Amy Albrecht.
And Joycelyn Miller. All right. We don't have anyone today again for our public forum. And Barbara did send us minutes, so if you had a chance to look over those and see if there was anything. Barbara, do you have any comments?
No.
Okay, no one got back with you for any changes?
No, I was a little last minute getting them out, though. So if you need a minute to look them over, I completely understand.
I did look, and I didn't see anything. Did anyone else see anything? Nope. Do we have a consensus on acceptance? Let's see. Motion to accept by consensus.
So moved.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Okay, and with their treasurer's report.
Okay. Our checking account balance as of the end of June was $96,945. Our checking account currently is $129,496. Our sales tax that came in July, 12th of July, was $43,617. That was an 8.5% increase over same month last year. Our cumulative tax income so far is $476,774. We had budgeted $430,000, so we're at 110%. 110.88% of our budget.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Total expenses year to date are $328,361. Budgeted expenses year to date were $348,444. So we are under where we expected to be at this time by about $20,000. We have spent 78.72% of our total expense budget, which was $417,139. Our CD investments currently are Bancorp South, $255,637, Texaco, $151,931. Then we have the three Horizon CDs at $50,000 or a little above for a total of $565,589. And we have one coming due here on August 5th is the next one to come due, and that's at Horizon. So I'll be looking at trying to find the best deal, which probably won't be great. Do you guys have a preference on what we do with that $54,000?
Finding the best rate is probably the...
We can either roll it into the text pool, or we could do another CD. So.
I see what another CD is. The text pool is still not good. I mean, the Horizon is a little better.
Yeah.
Just see if they can do anything good.
Our last Horizon was just
0.44,
yeah, so they're going down, I suppose.
It may have come up a little bit. We also have $129,000 in our checking now, so we had tried to keep that at like around 80. Mm-hmm. We're about $50,000 over where we like to be, so... We could also take $50,000 out of our checking and put it into this CD and have close to $100,000. If you all would agree to that, or we can move $50,000 over to text pool, whichever you think is, whichever is y'all's preference.
We don't have anything with BBVA anymore because they didn't give us a good rate before.
Right. I'll call them again. Though.
They are merging with somebody else. They called me this week and said that the merge had taken place and they didn't know when name changes were going to happen and so forth. But there may be some new information that we don't have with the merged company that we didn't have before. But it might be worth asking them because we don't have anything with them now.
Okay.
Or...
So do you want to take... Y'all want to take $50,000 out of the checking and put it with the other $54,000 and...
I think so.
Yeah.
Come up with... Make it an even 100 to move over there.
Or it'd be a little more, 104.
Yeah, but we could take a little less than 50 out and make it an even 100, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't feel that it's got to be even. It's still our money. It's still gaining interest.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. I'll look into rates then. That's all the treasurer's report then.
And did you want to talk about the
yes.
library needs now?
The library needs, I can. We have had an issue with our air conditioning unit. Jeannie, you correct me if I say anything that's not correct.
Okay.
I think we had a leak in our coils, and Rick came out and put new refrigerant in, but he said we really need to either replace the coils or the better deal, we get a better warranty if we went ahead and replaced the units.
Air handlers.
So we got three quotes on that. Britt was the low bidder, and they've been the ones handling it for us for some time. He went to order the parts, and they couldn't get the parts. That's what started the discussion about the parts. So he's looking for the parts, but he is now thinking it might cost more money than originally bid because of the fact that they're not available.
Not always the case.
So that's where we are at this point.
What's the quote on a new air handler?
Can
you give me one?
The air handler itself, for two, because we need two, one here, one over there, it's $5,000 with Brit. But that's what he can't find. Other companies were around $7,000 and up. So we know it's going to be higher than $5,000, just don't know how much.
These are the 10-year-old units. Right.
Yeah.
Years.
When we first built this area.
Uh-huh.
So it's about 10.
Well, do you want us to vote on whatever it is that you need? Does it need to be done?
According to the policy, if it's from 1 to 10,
yeah,
we just have to get the bids.
That's true.
Okay. So we're just waiting to see what he's going to tell us.
Well, we just don't want it to go out.
No.
Not this time of year. You do not want to be without
no.
air conditioning. We've done that before, so we don't want it
again. Well, that would be traumatizing in 100 degree heat.
Yeah, we don't want to. We do not want that. So, yeah, he said he was working on it and he would get back. I didn't hear from him today. But he said as soon as he could, he'd get back to us, so.
Good luck.
Yeah.
We can locate that for sure. That's not a place you want to be. It's waiting for parts. All right. We're going to review the investment policy. Nancy, do you have that?
Yeah, the second quarter, it's in your packets. The second quarter investment report for the period ending June 28 is attached. I don't see any need in changing any of the wording in the resolution unless somebody else does. The finance report is on the back side. As of June 28th, we had a total of $565,517.09, which was an increase of $57,598 over the first quarter. And that included the opening of that new $50,000 CD at Horizon Bank, deposits of $7,500 to Texpool, and interest on earnings of $9,805. And we're still putting the $2,500 each month into Texpool. So our little nest egg is growing.
But that's all the interest for the, was that for the quarter?
That was for the quarter.
Yeah.
We'll have some more CD interest coming in, but when they come due, but they, some of them don't, you know, they don't put the interest in until the end.
Okay.
So.
Any questions about the investment policy or figures? All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Ready for the budget.
Well,
Nancy, it's heavy on you today.
I think we didn't have any changes, did we, Jenny?
No.
No, we were waiting on the personnel, the payroll information to come in, and that did come in, and it was a little less than what we had on the budget, but just slightly, so we kept the budget as it was. That should take care of us in case we had any, you know, a little extra cushion, but it wasn't so much that it would need to change it. So this should be the same that y'all had last time.
Any questions before we'll vote on that next time?
So we don't vote on that this time, right?
No.
Okay.
Correct. Isn't it August?
Right. Okay. August.
All right. Any questions, though, before we go on to the next item? All right. I think we're ready for the director's report.
As you can see, our numbers continue to go up. New patrons is 321% increase over last June.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be like that for a little while just because we were so far down and people couldn't get in or get out of their houses or come in. So June was a very good month. We added 73 books for the adult collection, 80 books for the children's collection, and 11 YA books. Not as many DVDs for children or adults, 5, and then 5 combined for youth, children, and YA. Our June activities have been, I sent you the little printout that had all the number of people that have been coming, that came in June. Again, since last June, because we didn't have any programs last June, so there's a big jump here. But we had 484 total attend our in-house activities and the passive programming. We're including this because that just helps us passive at the bottom. You know, that's the craft bags and the boxes. And that just helps us get an idea of how many people are partaking of in those things. Teens, and because this was a July, it's not included in this report, but the teen numbers are good. Last Friday, you know, 2-3 days ago, we had 19 to an activity. So we're seeing people are getting out. I just think they're ready to get out. So our numbers are good on that. One of the things that's very popular is the adult book clubs. We have the first club that's already started meeting, and we're starting a second club, and Joycelyn Miller is going to be leading that club.
I'm hosting.
Hosting. I got to use the right word, hosting the club. And that will begin August 9th. Julie wanted to experiment with something she saw other libraries doing, which is a walking book club. Well, everyone will read, and she'll take it. This will meet like once a week, and they'll just read a portion of the book for each week, and they'll get together and walk, and then go to Lively's. That's the plan right now. Sit and talk about it, and then walk back. We'll be meeting at 10 a.m. on Wednesdays, starting August 11th. If you know anyone interested, help them, have them just call the library and we can sign them up for it. Don't know what the book is for that club yet. And I don't know if there's a book chosen for the
Yes, we're going to do this Tenderland.
Oh, yeah.
The one
That's right.
that was given in memory of Beverly Sutton, who was in another group. So
yeah.
we have those ready to go.
Yeah. So that's good. Another really fun thing that's going to happen, I think.
Is that Kruger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were donated, so. And so, yeah. We're going to have the Red Hot Chili Pepper Bad Poetry Night. So August 18th, and I don't know who sets these things, but it's National Bad Poetry Night.
Oh.
That's August 18th.
National Bad.
Yeah. And so working with Barrow, we're going to be there, and we'll have different peppers. And they'll eat a portion of the pepper in each round, and then they have to read the poetry that we give them. The intensity, the heat intensity of the pepper will increase with each round. They can buy cheats, which will end up being donations for the library. The cheats are like milk, bread, you know, things like that.
Crackers.
Yeah. Cool. Or maybe you can just skip that round if you want to. The final round, it will be the hottest pepper, and I think that's the ghost pepper, or another. There's two different kinds, ghost pepper and another one. And they will get to write their own bad poetry, and then read it. So that will be interesting. I'm interested to see how that.
I think
will go.
I'll pass.
It should be fun. And people can call, can come here and sign up, or call us, or just show up. At Barrow Brewing, the day of the event, it starts at 7. If you get there before 7, you can sign up.
I can tell Nancy wants to sign up.
I'll go. I'll be there, but I can't eat peppers anymore. Yeah.
It's pretty. I think about that because I love peppers, but I'm trying
I
to
do,
talk
but not,
clearly.
Not
yeah.
Not.
And if the poetry's bad. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to that. We do have trophies that we got for them, and if you want to see them, Julie has them in the office. Other events in August, a stuffy sleepover for the kids or little stuffed animals. Can leave them, and we're going to take pictures of everything the little stuffies do while they're spending the night at the library.
Oh, cool.
And then,
the children are not staying.
Just the stuffies.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that will be... That will be fun. We're looking forward to that. And then story time. So summer reading is really over at the end of this week. And we had 3 story times. We're going to go to 1 story time. It's going to be Fridays at 11 a.m. Part of this is because of Miss April's class schedule. And we just, Friday seems to be a popular time. So starting in August, story time will be on Fridays at 11 a.m. And finally, I'm going to be on vacation next week. If you need anything, there's very capable people here at the library that can help you.
You're someplace cool.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I'm just taking the time. I need to take the time. So.
Yeah. We'll stay cool then.
Yeah, I will.
One way or the other.
I might go somewhere. We'll see.
All right. Yeah, don't stay home and do longer, please.
I'll find something.
Okay, we're going to now do the 6-month review. And it's included here. Is there something you want to talk about before we look at, or do you want us just to review it first, Jeannie? Which do you prefer?
However y'all want to.
Maybe there's something there that you want to speak about.
Well, one of the things I talked about is that I'm tracking the hours, and I didn't want to send that document to you because it's just another piece of paper with a lot of numbers on it. But here's what I have through last Friday. I started June 10th, and it is not like every day. I don't do Saturdays, and then some days are a little, might be missed because I'm not here or whatever. But what I've done is I divided it up by the hours 10 to 11 up through 6. Mm-hmm. And then I do an average at the bottom so I get a good idea of our busier times. And 10 to 12 are basically our busiest time. And then our next busiest time, but really not by much, but it is the 2 to 3. Just seems to be the next busiest time. Now, there are other hours that are close to that, but for some reason, 2 to 3 seems to have a higher average.
Do you think that'll change when school starts?
Yes. And we've already talked about that at our when we meet about we're going to start paying attention to that.
To the 3 yeah. to 4?
Yeah, it's like 3 to 5
three
maybe.
To five, probably.
Because people get out at different times. And that's influencing, like we're talking to a volunteer right now, one, and then we'll be looking for others who would be interested in working a couple of times in the week, during the week, Monday through Friday, one of those days from 10 to 12.
Right.
To have, because, yeah, because the person that's with workforce will be gone soon, and she's a high school student. So once school starts for her, she can't. So this is, you know, this is showing us where we're trying to, you know, bring in the volunteers to help fill in. And I know, and we've talked about it, once school starts, probably we'll be looking at having someone within that 3 to 5 time frame. Because we'll have a lot of people getting out of school, running into the library, running back out. You know, it's kind of that thing. So if you want to look at this, here it is. You had so much paper, I didn't know if you wanted another piece with a bunch of numbers. There it is.
I noticed that they rearranged the children's area, and they're not checking out from there, right?
Well, they are.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah. The rearrangement is we combine children and teens into one area.
Okay.
One checkout station. And that's sort of in between the children and the teens. There's
okay.
a little thing. It's right there.
I need to go look again.
Yeah,
I?
Yeah.
All right. I did see a change, but I didn't realize.
Yeah, we decided to put it there because not many people were using this checkout by the store.
Yeah.
Most of them were using the one by the teens. So we just sort of moved it over and made it children and teens.
Okay.